Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about differences in a relationships, the positive and the negative. Sometimes the differences can pull people together, and sometimes differences can push people apart. The last half of the show or thereabout, I'll let my spirit teachers talk to you about that. I will channel Adonis, which is a group of spiritual masters, and they'll make their comments on this topic. Now, let's start with the idea that opposites attract. Yeah, that's a common statement. And what does that mean, opposites attract, where there's that difference? Well, it's the masculine-feminine dynamic between two people, right? Now, there's an attraction between masculine and feminine and extrovert and introvert. Well, we won't get into all of the details. We don't have time to talk about it completely. But let's talk about the idea of masculine and feminine. And I've read quite a few books on it. One author, David Deda, talks a lot about this dynamic between people, this masculine and feminine dynamic, and how, you know, relationships, and especially in the sexual aspect of it, that can be quite a challenge because we're attracted to the opposite. If we're passive, then we're attracted to more assertive, so sexually and otherwise. So that's the introvert to extrovert. Now, it goes across all genders. I mean, you can be a more of a masculine, assertive woman and more of a passive, feminine type man, and that's a great connection. And I've known couples like that. I had a friend years ago who was a trainer, and she would train famous people and go on the road with them and train them. And her boyfriend was also a trainer, and met him one time, and he's very well built, excellent, you know, physique. And I always thought that she was so masculine in her energy, that strong masculine energy. I didn't see how it would connect. But then I got to know him a little bit, and I realized that there was a really soft, more feminine side. Even though he didn't look that way, it was that way. So in dynamics of a relationship, if that masculine-feminine dynamic is in play, it could be heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. It doesn't matter. There is a masculine and a feminine component. So that's where differences can really play into a relationship. And then, you know, many years ago, I was in a relationship and meeting with a therapist. He basically said, celebrate your differences. And celebrating your differences would be two people have kind of different aspects of life and kind of different activities, but that you bring in different activities, different points of view in a relationship, and that can make the relationship even stronger because you grow from it. You learn from each other. It's really kind of a great aspect of a relationship. So don't shy away from differences. Now, I'm looking at my time. Let me think in terms of, well, where can differences really create a problem in a relationship? Where? It has to do with your fundamental values. Let's say religious values. That same person that I was talking about was told to celebrate our differences. Well, our spiritual differences were great, vast. A very conservative Christian versus me, who are, I'm more new agey, metaphysical, kind of build my faith system around different, you know, beliefs. So we have a huge difference in there. And religion can be one of the biggest obstacles of celebrating a relationship or celebrating the difference. Now, if you can get to a place in a relationship, even though you have different belief systems and you respect each other, you don't try to change each other, and you look at it from, well, I'm going to learn something, and he or she is going to learn something, and we can kind of compromise our beliefs to some degree, right? Some degree. Now, the other one is political, right? If you have really diverse political, I'm very liberal or moderately liberal person, and if I was to start dating somebody who was an ultra-conservative, we may not get along because we have different perspectives, different values, different takes on life, okay? So the differences are really interesting. You have to find, is there a common ground? Can we pull towards the middle more in those differences to make the relationship work? Okay, I'm going to turn the rest of the show over to my spirit guides, or most of it, and then maybe a comment at the end if they don't have a whole lot to say about differences. So I'm going to go under. I'm going to channel my spirit group, the Adonis group, and see what they have to say on this topic. Well, George kind of summarized it for you, so we don't have much to say. But let's go on anyway. Let's try to get our two cents in, to use that expression, our point of view. The reason you came into planet Earth, the reason you came into a physical body, was to celebrate life, to learn from life, to experience, to fulfill your purpose, to fulfill and use your gifts and talents and develop them fully. Now, if a relationship in the meantime distracts you, for example, let's say that your gift and spirit or the purpose is to heal people, and your partner believes that's crazy and that's not the thing you can do or should be doing, you can see there's a real difference in attitude, that they kind of leaned a completely different direction on the subject. It's going to distract you from doing what you're here to do. So you have to be careful. You need to be in tune with each other and celebrate each other. And from the perspective that we've been talking about here, find ways to improve each other. Find ways to celebrate what they do and to encourage each other. I guess you use the expression to be their muse, to inspire them, to motivate them, to help them to stay on their path. It's not your path. And in some degrees, it's not the path that you both choose, but each person has a separate aspect of a path to go on. And so celebrate that. Be part of that. That's where differences can make a big difference. You know, as George said, you learn from each other, you celebrate each other, and at some point, maybe you get a little bit closer because of the differences. Now, George mentions spiritual differences. Isn't that been the problem with humanity for thousands and thousands of years? Differences in religious beliefs. Those differences have created war. Same with political, but religious has a lot to do with it. You would think from a spiritual perspective that it wouldn't lead to the wars. You would have people of different religious persuasions sitting down and discussing their differences and learning from each other and creating a more harmonious humanity. But it's not that way. You get stuck in your difference. You get so fixated on the difference that you can't see what the other person has to say and do. And you might learn something. Now, we're not going to get into all of the things of what sacred texts are and aren't and you know, all of that sort of thing. We're just going to ask you to, as you go through your day, look at what people do, say, and feel, and see the differences. And really look at them with an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit, tapping into the greater part of yourself, your inner being, to see how that resonates with you. Maybe if somebody has a difference and it really resonates with you and it just really feels good, then you need to adjust your attitude about that particular difference between you and that person. So be open-minded, be open-hearted, be aware of what the differences are. And how does that affect you on a physical level? And we talked about that. On your inner being, your essence, your soul will react to those differences. And you need to pay attention to your feelings about it. Is it a feeling that you can never overcome? Never, never, never. Like George was saying, that political thing. Now, you might find some compromise there and some middle ground. But if it's so great that your political beliefs are so great and so different, you may not find that common ground. You may have to go separate ways. a lot of people do, but a lot of people are able to work through it because they feel other connections, the other celebrations that they have with the person that they're with. So don't let it destroy your relationships. Don't let it completely unwind a relationship because you have differences. And I guess the point, our final point on this subject is really about before you get into a relationship, we would say to you, really, really examine the differences between the two people. Really examine what's going on between you and that other person. Be open-hearted and open-minded. You know, let's say love is blind. When you first get into meeting somebody, there's a certain chemicals that take over the body, and it attracts you sexually and otherwise to a person. But once you start to get past that opening energy, that opening vibration between two people, you need to examine, can you become friends? Can you celebrate each other? Can you overcome whatever differences you have? Are they too great? At that point, there's nothing wrong with saying, this is not going to work out. Our differences are so great, and as hard as we both try, we have a really difficult time accepting those differences. So perhaps we're better off for our own peace of mind, our own value system, and our own future to stay friends but not be in a relationship. That's an admission that you need to go through when you first get into a relationship. Now, it may not be after the first or second date, or maybe through a couple months or a month or two of getting to know each other and really understanding those differences and if there is compromise there or not. Some people are very rigid. They won't compromise. This is the way it is, and I'm going to celebrate this, and that's the only way I'm going to do it. So they need to be locked into or have somebody in their life who really is close to their value system, really close to what they believe in, because it won't work otherwise. It really won't work. So we would say to you, celebrate the differences, learn about the differences, and see if there's some compromise between you and the other person as to your differences. If you're both open to compromise, if you're both open to move towards the center from the extreme ends, to move towards becoming kind of a unit with similar beliefs and similar attitudes about life. So we will leave you with that. Think about that. Think about that, especially as you start to go into a relationship. Are your values, are your interests compatible with your partner, and is there compromise between you in that area? So we'll leave you there. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for listening. Bye. I think they were pretty clear. Went into a little bit deeper than I would have gone into, my spirit guides. So what do you think? What about differences? What's the biggest difference that you have with your partner? And how have you been able to overcome that difference? Or have you been able to overcome that difference? And you're really willing to sit down and discuss it and see if you can find some kind of common ground, somewhere meeting towards my throat. I don't know what's wrong with my throat. Okay, I know, that's kind of rude. I'm sorry. But so if you can find common. So celebrate your differences. Know what they are. Know what your differences are. That sexual difference is really something very valuable to understand. Going back to that point a little bit is if you have two people that are sexually different, not different, both are very assertive, that you have a war, right? A sexual war about who wants to dominate, who wants to dominate. And that can be a problem. Or if you're both very passive, who's going to take control in that kind of situation? You have to think about that. Who's going to take control? Who's going to instigate sexual activity between two people? If neither of you are willing to do that, you're going to have a pretty boring relationship because neither of you want to step up. Now, at the beginning, one partner might be a little bit more assertive, might be outside their own particular character, but as the relationship goes on, do they fall back into the ignore pattern? And does that cause a problem in the relationship? That difference really starts to stand out. So that's my statement. That's my thought for the day. Have a good one. Love you guys.